cooking up some more beats.
Yeah, this is why TikTok. I mean, keep in mind, everyone got hot takes. But I noticed a recurring thing. Y'all motherfuckers are repetitive. So when niggas talk about me, you talk about the same shit. When niggas say list of rappers that are falling off, right? This is why I don't like this new generation when it comes down to rap. Because y'all make fun of any rapper that falls off. You dig? Sometimes y'all say it's an underground rapper. Bro, it sound like you're falling off. Bitch, I didn't even fall in. How you a nobody and you falling off? Bitch, I'm not even in. And then y'all niggas keep the rod wave hate. I'm like, nigga, we get it. He's repetitive. He's a switch it up. Clearly, you care about this nigga career and his thing about fans. Even if you, the same haters that be like, man, he needs to switch it up, man. He falling off. He needs to switch it up. Once you do it, they will fucking sit there. They're not sincere. They're going to still clown you. That ain't it, fam. That ain't it. Even when you underground. Niggas think when we upload songs, when we put out songs, niggas really think we're trying to get the charts. We're not. This ain't it, bro. I don't give a fuck if it ain't. Notice how there's a recurring thing. If it's something that these niggas cannot picture, like I said, them banging us in the whip, or anything that reminds, that doesn't seem like, or asks that question of, who is he catering it to? Who is he catering to? Who is he catering this to? I hate that fans have gotten so, quote unquote, advanced that they're starting to think how labels think how managers think, which is stupid. Who haven't just enjoying the fucking music? Because back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, you've never seen fans do that. Ever. And if you don't believe, look at the 90s cartoons that we used to see. They didn't cater to nobody. It was just entertainment, free entertainment. No one didn't care. No one didn't care about who was catering it to, or blah, blah, blah. Niggas just having fun and just creating. Nowadays, we got watch how we step, watch what we create, watch what we do. When you rapping, you got to make sure that you don't say nothing that offends people, but at the same time, people want to act like, we're not like that. We're tough. We can take it. You don't. You can't. Niggas talk about we like freedom of expression and artists being unique, but not too unique. Once you get attached to a particular sound that's familiar, they want you to keep making that damn sound, which in turn, if you keep making that same sound, they'll say that you fell off because you're not experimenting with different fucking sounds. And then when you do start different fucking sounds, the problem thing about me, I don't have that fucking problem because I'm always looking for something that's fucking unique. Even if it means taking a unique ass sample and adding some familiar boom bappy drums to it. And even then, it's always the same sounds that niggas want to hear. It's the jazzy boom bappy shit. Or right now, a grimy, like Alchemist, Boley, James type of sound, because it's familiar. So you can't be saying artists are afraid to take risks when listeners are afraid to take risks. Hell, y'all put us in boxes. Nah, dog, you're the West Coast Boley James type. Nah, dog, you're that type. You're this type. You're this type. You're a type by another artist, which means that they don't care about you being a clone. But back to TikTok, because this is why it used to be banned, for real. You got niggas, like, I'm telling you, just kids. Only kids do this shit. Hey, stop buying polo shirts. No one's not rocking that anymore. Hey, stop spending your money on this. And this fool is funny. He always says, don't buy this. I have this cologne too, by the way. I have this cologne. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I have this cologne. It's somewhere. I forgot where it's at. But I have this exact cologne that he keeps low-key promoting. How you say, and stop, you know, wearing this whack-ass cologne. And stop wearing polo. Polo's garbage, man. Look at their new logo. They fell off. Polo. Come on, man. Look at their logo, man. It sucks, bro. Stop wearing that. You look broke wearing shit like that. Question. Why do people care so much about how other people dress? And even in high school, I never understood that. Why do people care so much about how other people look? bitch, I don't know you. I'm trying to appease you. Why do people do that? Why do you care what kind of games I play? Why do society does this? Because I don't care what motherfuckers listen to, who they hang out with, what movies they watch, what games they play. That's their prerogative. But it seems like the vast majority of society cares so fucking much about insignificant shit. If a nigga wanna rock polo, let a nigga rock polo. What you gonna do? Beat his ass because he's not wearing what you deem as good? Newsflash. When you make a video saying, here's what you need to fucking, here's what you, and they always use these big, they don't know. When you say words like need, that means that it's kind of like you're forcing it. You know how when people say how when rappers make fucking cringy, conscious songs, so watch out for keywords like you need to do this, you better do this, you have to do this. Those are demands. That's why they call it preachy. Cause you gotta be very careful with slinging words. Back then, we just said what the fuck we want, but people got so quote unquote advanced and they decoding everything and overly analyzing everything. Now you have to really be careful with the fuck and how the fuck you say it. So when the motherfuckers on TikTok talking about you need to wear this, they're pretty much telling me, hey, these are the coolest clothes. You have to wear this in order to be respected. And I look at these clothes and shit just looks stupid. Because again, how a person dress is subjective. I ain't gonna lie to you. All my most dopest, you know what places I go to get my clothes? If it ain't the fucking swap meet, it's Tubi. I mean, Temu. Yes, nigga, I'll get my clothes from Temu. I know where the fuck to look. I ain't ashamed, nigga. RB, I fucking go, if I want to get on some hip-hop shit, I go to my main pat. Those are only three places I go to. Not always, and I'm always saving up a lot of money. You dig? You're like, you shopping at Temu? Nigga, for clothes? You're lame. Yeah, at least I still got money in my fucking pocket. You niggas motherfuckers so stupid, they'll fucking waste all their money on buying shit online and they wonder why they broke. Who the fuck are you impressing? That's some corny ass shit, my nigga. That's corny. That's the true definition of that word. When y'all motherfucking niggas be spending all this money trying to look, you got niggas that will buy $100 outfits, right? They don't go nowhere. Know what the fuck they waste that outfit on? Trying to look cool for TikTok. Because they don't want no one to make fun of their goddamn appearance. So what they do is they buy the most expensive fucking clothes. Or do what I do. Buy some shit on Temu. Or on occasions go to Hot Topic and buy some nerdy shit. Yes, my nigga, that's where I got my fucking Luigi shirt from. My Luigi hat from. I ain't lying to you. They do that. Go on TikTok, put a filter on their face like they going somewhere special. And just to go up on fucking goddamn TikTok, talk some bullshit about how here's some unpopular opinions that are facts. That's stupid. How can an opinion be fact? Look how many people agree. Okay, there's a lot of people that agree with your opinion, you idiot. That's my one thing about people online. Y'all niggas get really geeked with them likes, my nigga. Y'all really do. Y'all look at these likes like currency. Y'all, you say something, right? You don't even care if these fools are bots. Because 98% of these niggas are bots, by the way. And you just sitting over there looking at how many people like your posts. And you get so geeked about it that when someone disagrees with it, the first thing that you do as a flex, look how many people like what I'm saying. Look how many people agree with me. There's a type of people, like, bro, that's a stupid mindset to have. Really is. Thinking that likes equates I'm smarter than you. But me, I get at celebrities for acting the same way. these celebrities act like uppity assholes. But when you go online, you see someone in the comments thinking that they better than you because they got more likes than you. You're no different. Niggas brag about their numbers all the time. That's why I don't care about who's the best. I was thinking about this year. Someone said, let's say, for example, if me and another rapper are rapping on a track and someone said, bro, he killed you. He killed you. Now, remember how back in the days when it used to mean something? This is what I meant by someone killing someone on a fucking track. If rapper A is rapping very fast and aggressive, and rapper B is rapping chill, but his own B's in the pocket and murdering, because rapper A is more aggressive, he is the one that bodied the chill vibey rapper because he's the most aggressive. How the fuck are y'all niggas basing that? When y'all niggas say so-and-so got washed, so-and-so got killed, how the fuck are y'all basing that? Are you basing about who's the most aggressive, who raps the fastest, who got the most syllables? How are y'all motherfuckers really determining that? Because some of y'all niggas just biased. Like, if you don't like, for example, with Tech N9ne can say the most stupidest shit, because he has songs where he says, it's the most stupidest shit. Ooka dooka kaka doo doo. Yes, he says some shit like that. And fans will eat that shit up. That fool Tech killed it. He kills everybody. No one can stand a chance against Tech. See, fans like that are cool, but they're also annoying. They're cool if you're a rapper because they think that you can't lose. And those are the ones that go to your shows, buy your albums physically, and fucking die for you in the comments. But they're also, on the other side, annoying because their favorite rapper gets in the most garbagey verse. And they don't put no effort in their verse. And they will sit there and say it's the best shit that they ever fucking heard. And then, which in turn makes the rapper feel lazy. Because they know, I can actually say whatever I want. And you know how the fuck, you know when a rapper starts to find that shit out? When they drop a fucking verse. And keep in mind, fans put this stupid high-ass fucking pedestal on art, especially with me. Like, if I do a verse that I really put my time in, they're going to say, that's not your best verse. And the verse that I didn't really put too much effort in, it's my best verse. I've seen that happen before. It's ass backwards. I will never understand that. Speaking of verse, but back to what I'm saying to end this whole off, this is why I say, nigga, I'll be, like, y'all... And most of these motherfuckers are not teenagers. They're grown-ass adults. If you're 23, 24 years old, caring about what another man wears, talking about, hey, don't be wearing this type of shit. You're broke if you're not wearing this shit. And half the time, you're living with your fucking mamas. In your mama's house. Making TikTok videos. Counting other niggas' pockets. I'm just saying, homie, don't be sitting there with your fucking moms in your 20s talking about other niggas' pockets. Talking about how, man, I can't bump that shit and then coming on niggas who raps talking about I can't bump that in my whip when you don't even have a fucking car. If you do drive, you're borrowing your fucking mama's car. Now back to this. And what is with this stupid ass bullshit? This stupid bullshit of this. And I don't know if you know this, but I've seen this shit a lot. Where motherfuckers think if you rap slow, you're slow. If you have a slow flow, you're retarded. What the fuck is that? Where did that come from? I see that all the time. This is how I noticed that. Because Diggy, and let's be real, fans, the whole whack, trash, goat shit, I don't care. This is why I don't care about it. Because 9 out of 10 times, y'all niggas would call someone trash based off of who a person is and who they associate it with. Someone can drop a dope-ass song, a dope album, a dope verse, but because they did something bad or because you don't like how they are, or basically you're not, like, taking away you're basically saying, hey, pretty much adding the art in the person. It's like Chris Brown can put out a dope song right now, but because you keep bringing up that Rihanna shit, as if he hasn't fucking moved on. Yeah, I call him trash because like, notice how these niggas don't even go off the music, they go off the person. Oh, he's trash because of what he said. He's trash because of what he did. He's trash because of how he dressed. He a trash rapper because of how he looked. I don't like his nose too pointy. He a trash rapper. Like, you see it, especially when it come out of nobody rappers. That be on motherfucking Rap Radar or Freestyle. And you know they hate him. You see the comments. They let anybody on here nowadays. They don't want to hear no new stars. They don't want to hear no new stars unless that new star is either in their mind. They don't want to hear no new rappers, no nobodies on these big fucking places. They don't. If your ass don't ooze star power or ooze anything that resembles a person that could fucking be a big top rapper, they ain't fucking with your ass. They gonna look at you as another fucking rapper. They don't even care how dope you are. If you are spitting some dope bars, they gonna undermine what the fuck you saying because, oh, he trash. He trash. I don't like that nigga. And then with someone who's not a dumbass, like, bro, I don't know why they don't like this nigga music. He's actually fire. Man, he garbage. And they can't even explain why. He rapping on beat. He's spitting bars. He's doing everything right. Fuck's wrong with him? Oh, I heard he did this. I don't know. It's just something about him. And you know the ones, and I hate those. I don't know. It's just something about him. If you can't fucking explain why you don't like somebody, and your fucking answer is, I don't know, something about him, that is a fucking sign that you're a fucking hater. Nigga, that's what haters do. You just mad because your ass failed at rapping. Or B, you stop rapping, the nigga that you see, now he's seeing another nigga blowing up, taking your spot, and you seeing all the love he getting, especially lit that fucking conversation with a whole bunch of fire emojis and dope emojis, and he's fire, he's up next. Watch how many niggas sit there and call you trash for that. But going back to what I'm saying, that's why them terms trash, mid, even goat are dead terms to me. Cause y'all call anybody GOAT, anybody dope. Y'all take no Miles seriously. Y'all call anybody dope. Y'all let anybody a GOAT. Anyone, like back in the days, it was so simple. Nowadays, y'all throw that, it's like participation trophies. The rappers who fucking got, who spit bars, who study the art, study the craft, and really spit bars, y'all will call them trash just for fucking studying the arts and trying to be the best rapper. Y'all openly say it in comments. Man, I wish J. Cole just stopped trying to be the best rapper and go back to making hits. Because I remember hearing that song, hey, what's that fucking song? What's that fucking song that J. Cole put out? What's that song that they put out? That, where he says, where he said that, tell me something. What's that song? What's that song? Because it was in the song, it was playing in the radio. But I'm gonna say that party up all night, yeah, loving all them love that song, right? Now I can bet you someone said, I wish J. Cole made more songs like this, except for that boring ass boom bappy shit. Even though he's been made that. See, fans are weird. Fans, let me explain something to you about most of these fans. When you blow up, when you make a hit single, that's the only thing they care about. Your mainstream shit with casual fans, that's the only thing they care about. If you ain't got, trust me, and that's the only thing they care about. Look how they look at Gorilla, bro. They hate on her because she's been replaced. And you know how fans are. Once you're no longer hot no more, they don't want to talk about you. Those ain't your real fans, but you're the same niggas that was on your disc about, oh my God, you're so amazing. Man, shut the fuck up. That's why if I ever were to blow up, which will never happen, trust me, I'm just using that as an example. Nigga, I don't trust a single one of you niggas. Okay, how much you say I'm dope? I don't trust you. Because when I'm no longer hot, you're not gonna show me that same love. The fact God seriously thinks low flow equals stupid is retarded. And so a nigga raps fast, he's more mature. So if a nigga's rapping fast, he's more intelligent. Stupid. But I'm done, dog. I'm done.